Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, make this place, make these gathered people good, fertile soil for your holy, redeeming word. Good, fertile soil that will hear your word, understand your word, grow deep roots in each of their hearts, and then produce such fruit for you in this world that you are glorified. Fruit of generosity, fruit of compassion, fruit of grace, fruit of mercy, fruit of love, fruit of seeking the lost so others will become alive. Fruit that brings the very presence of God into this place powerfully. I pray in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Matthew chapter 13, verse 9. He who has ears, let him hear. That is a consistent call from God. A call from God that God has been making throughout all the Scripture. The root meaning of the expression reaches all the way back through the years, includes all of God's interaction with His people Israel. The physical ear and the physical ability to hear, they are referred to in Scripture. But more often, the meaning is that much deeper meaning. That metaphorical meaning is much more common, the act of listening and paying attention to what God is saying. God hears His people Israel. God hears them when they cry out. God hears them when they grumble against Him. God hears the prayers of Israel for deliverance. God pays attention and God acts. There is no indifference with God. God hears us. God is moved by our cries. And God acts. In contrast, idols, they may have had ears carved into them, but they do not hear. Idols have no ability to hear, no ability to understand, no ability to act upon the words spoken to the idols. They are false gods. As the living God hears us as we speak to Him, we too are to hear the living God speak to us. That is, we are to pay attention to what God says, just as the living God does pay attention to what we say. But for us, that paying attention, being attentive to the Word of God, means to be obedient to the Word of God. It means to respond by faith, to trust and obey, for there is no better way, as the song says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. The prophets called Israel to hear the word of the living Lord, yet the call of the prophets of Israel often were not heeded by Israel. The word of the Lord spoken by the prophets went in one ear and out the other ear. Israel did not pay attention, and the Lord brought judgment. And that judgment was brought to get the attention of Israel to turn from the false gods and return to the Lord, the one true living God. Hearing, in this sense, means to understand, which in turn, that understanding is lived out in life as obedience. It is shown as a living faith in the living God, and living faith demonstrated through that obedient life. It shows that the words of Scripture are more than ink on a page. It shows these words of Scripture are the very words of the living God spoken to us, for us, to pay attention to, so we would hear, so we would obey, so we would have a living faith in the one who spoke the words, the Lord God, maker and creator of all things. Up on that Mount of Transfiguration, where Peter, James, and John were eyewitnesses to the wonder of Jesus shining with glory. They witnessed Moses and Elijah speaking with Jesus. They also witnessed hearing the voice of God speak. This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. The word translated in Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, listen to him, that word listen, is the same word translated as hear in Matthew chapter 13, verse 9. The Greek word is akouo, meaning to hear. This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. It can be rightly translated also as, this is my Son, whom I love. With him I'm well pleased. Hear him. Hear him. John chapter 6 tells of a time when many disciples desert Jesus. His words are just too hard to hear, for Jesus had just said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have eternal life, and we raised up at the last day. And as the people were leaving, Jesus asked his inner 12, would they also leave? And Peter responded in John chapter 6, verses 68 and 69, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. Hear Jesus. Really hear him. So you hear the words of eternal life that Jesus is speaking. The Father said on that Mount Transfiguration, hear Jesus. Pay attention to Jesus and to what he says. Hear him. Believe in him. Hearing the words of Jesus and come to believe Jesus is exactly as he says he is, the Son of the living God, who came to bring forgiveness of sin through his sacrifice on the cross. This meaning of hear, then, is how we use the expression now. As we say to one another, do you hear me? Did you hear me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Did you hear me? Pay attention and obey is what we're trying to communicate when we say, now, did you hear me? Especially when an adult is speaking to a child, did you hear me? That's how that word is being used. He who has ears, let him hear. Did you hear? Are you paying attention to what the Lord is saying? Pay attention and obey. When I read letters from family members, that was long before the days of email and instant messaging, when those letters were written on paper and sent through the only mail possible, I would get that letter and I'd be excited, and as I opened that letter and I'd read the letter, I'd read it in the voice in my head, I'd hear the voice of the person writing the letter. I don't know if you do that, but for me, a letter from my mom, as I read the words, I would hear my mom's voice speaking those words to me. And the note that my dad would include, I would hear my father's voice speaking to me. I would hear his words and his voice speaking to me as I heard my mom's words and her voice speaking to me. And my various friends, when letters would arrive, I would hear their voices speak to me. That letter brought the person near. My family has a treasure of letters from years past that was sent from Norway a long time ago. Sent by family in Norway to the family who emigrated to the United States in the mid-1800s. And we had those letters translated when a Norwegian Air Force officer was renting my parents' house in Dayton while he was stationed at Wright Pat. And in the letters was everyday conversation, the weather, what is happening on the farm, family news. And these were letters sent back and forth knowing they would not see each other in person ever again. But those letters brought each other closer and nearer. Emails quite not the same as a written letter. And those who experienced growing up with written letters, you know what I mean. How precious a letter was when it arrived. Letters, they crossed the miles and brought loved ones close. They brought them into that very room as you read the letter. The written word of God can bring you into the presence of God. Read the words with the expectation of being drawn into the presence of God. Words written with compassion and love to draw us near in obedience, to draw us near to His very presence, to come to faith, to believe. Just as John wrote in his gospel, John chapter 20, verse 31, "But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name." Not everyone listened to Jesus. Not everyone listened to the prophets of old. Not everyone listened to the apostles and the generations that came after them. Not everyone listens, and that's true to this day. The words are the same. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Some people hear, some do not. Some repent and believe, some reject and rebel. The words are the same, but the responses to the words, those same words, can be as different as night and day. What has been true from the moment God created us and gave us free will, we are free to respond. The one who is listening is free to respond in any way. Just as God said, "Do not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil," Adam and Eve did not hear, for they did not obey. A preacher can proclaim God's truth with compassion and with passion and Holy Spirit fire, and some will hear, and some will not hear, just as this parable of Jesus illustrates. Whether the words are heard or not are dependent not on the speaker. Whether the words are heard or not are dependent entirely on the hearer, the listener. And this is something for you to chew on. When you feel like you did not get much out of a sermon, who was the one listening to the sermon? The Holy Spirit can work through an unschooled, ineloquent, unlettered preacher, just as God spoke through Balaam's donkey, and God spoke through pagan prophets. It depends on the hearer, listening with a heart intent on hearing. In other words, what type of soil or ground is the hearer? The same words spoken by Jesus brought people to faith, to believe He is the Christ. People proclaim Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And those same words spoken by Jesus brought other people to shout, "Crucify Him!" Same words, different responses. Hearts heard and believed. Other hearts were deaf and did not believe, and they cried out, "Crucify Him!" When you come to worship, Do you come with an expectant heart to hear the Word of God? Do you prepare your heart with prayer? Or are you so filled with the cares of the world that counting the clock, tick-tock, tick-tock, till the time of worship stops is over and you can get on with your day and the important things that you have to get done? What is the condition of your heart as you enter here to worship the living God? Is your heart the hard path? Is your heart shallow with no depth like rocky soil? Is your heart full of other thoughts and concerns so you're like the thorns? Or have you prepared your heart to be that good soil? I'm going to church to hear the Word of God and be changed by the Word of God. That is good soil. I walk in the doors as one person, and after hearing the Word of the living God, I walk out of those same doors with the Word of God in my heart and into the world, looking for ways to produce the fruit of the Lord. I will seek the lost. I will have compassion on sinners. I will speak the truth to this culture so bent on destroying itself. Especially, I will speak, in the beginning, God created them male and female. That's a word from God our world needs to hear. As it says in James chapter 1, verse 22 through 24, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. A large part of my preparing the sermon each week is prayer. And I lift this prayer up constantly throughout the week. Lord, what do you want your people to hear? What do you want me to preach? Over and over, I lift those words up. This prayer is a constant reminder to me that this is the Lord's time, and it's His will and His word that must be proclaimed. His word proclaimed, His will proclaimed through me. A very humbling experience. I preach the word. How you hear the word is up to you and the moving of the Holy Spirit in our midst. Romans chapter 10 reminds us faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. The word of God is like a seed, a living thing with the ability to bring forth life and produce abundantly. What happens when the seed is sown depends on the ground the seed lands on. When the seed is sown, do you hear? Matthew chapter 13, I begin at verse 18 through 23. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on the rocky place is the man who hears the word and is at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Be the good soil, like a student eager to learn. Be the good soil and take the word of the living God, and then look for ways for God's grace to grow and blossom in you. Hear this word of the Lord from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. By grace. I don't understand why the same word spoken by Christ brought a group to believe, another group to say, crucify him. That's the mystery of God's workings. I don't understand how a sermon preached can bring people to being a born-again experience and others to walk away empty. That's up to God's grace. But we, as the church, faith in Christ, must proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord. How the other person responds is not up to you. Don't worry about it. Preach the word. Live the word. Let that grace of God produce something in you unexpectedly wonderful. Each of you are so precious. He loves you so much. He gave his son to die for you so that his grace could come into your heart and give you life eternal. Are you hearing me? Can you hear what this means? You are forgiven. You have eternal life in Christ. Be the good soil. Produce abundantly. See what generosity looks like. Forgive generously. Show mercy abundantly. That is the fruit of this gospel in people's lives. That is the fruit God wants to abundantly flow through you here at Faith in Christ. Through Faith in Christ. Can you hear me? The power of the living God is in these words, and they are life, eternal life. Carry that word to a world that is so hungry for it. Where his grace, just as it redeemed you, will redeem that broken person. Can you hear me? See the power of God working in us. Experience it for yourself. Be the good soil and produce a crop. When I saw that sunflower growing in Aria's cup, I just had to take a picture and send a hangout, the picture through Hangouts to her. And she was so excited. I invite you to be excited about the Word of God and the power it has to change lives. It is a living Word that redeems. And it's a Word that brings God's presence right here. God himself is present. Can you hear me? Can you hear? He who has ears, let him hear and understand. Amen and amen.